Now remember, we had this lesson where I told you that the verb, faire was very important because we use it all the time. And faire du camping means to go camping, but literally means to do some camping, okay? Now we are going to go camping in the south of France, sud, sud. Now can you say sud? Très bien. In the south of France. Je vais dormir dans une tente verte. Now where am I going to sleep? Dormir. Sleep. Can you say dormir? Très bien. Now what group verb is that? ER, IR, or the rest, third group? Well, this one is a very tricky one. It does end with IR, but unfortunately, it belongs to the third group verb. So when conjugating it, there will not be much pattern, okay? When you want to say I sleep, it's not je dorme, but je dors, okay? But if you want to say we sleep, it's nous dormons. Okay, but we'll learn that much later on. Now, je vais dormir dans une tente verte. I'm going to sleep in a tent. But what color is my tent? Verte, which is green. And later on in this lesson, I'm going to teach you quite a few colors. Et mes amis vont dormir dans une caravane blanche. So where are my friends going to sleep? Une caravane blanche. Caravan is obvious. It's a caravan. Blanche is a color. What color is blanche? Well, it means white. But white, the feminine white. Because masculine is blanc. Okay? Now that's something I will teach you when we are going to do the colors in a minute. About the feminine colors and the masculine colors. Depending on which noun you're using. Obviously, you're going to agree it. Whether you're using a masculine noun, then the color will stick to masculine. You're using a feminine noun, then the color will be feminine. Nous allons aller à la plage tous les jours. Nous allons aller. We are going to go. À la plage. To the seaside, okay? À la plage, or the beach, à la plage, tous les jours, every day. Now, can you say la plage? Très bien. Le soir, nous allons manger au restaurant ou faire un barbecue. Now, what are we going to do in the evening, le soir? Nous allons manger, we are going to eat, au restaurant. At the restaurant, ou, which means, or, faire un barbecue. Now, here's another faire un barbecue. To have a barbecue, but literally means to do a barbecue. Ma sœur va apprendre à faire de la planche à voile tous les jours. Ma sœur va apprendre à faire de la planche à voile tous les jours. So what is my sister going to do? Now, the difficulty here could have been apprendre à faire de la planche à voile. It's all a matter of vocabulary. You might not know these words, okay? Apprendre, to learn. Now, can you say apprendre? Très bien. Apprendre. What group verb is that? Well, it's certainly not an ER verb. It's not an IR verb, so it belongs to the third group verb. Okay? So when you come to conjugated, it's going to be slightly more tricky. J'apprends, I learn. Tu apprends, il apprend. Nous apprenons, vous apprenez, ils apprennent. So I've just conjugated that verb in the first present tense. Ma sœur va apprendre à faire de la planche à voile. Faire de la planche à voile is obviously a sport. What sport is that? La planche à voile is wind